Lord, this morning as we seek understanding from your word, help us to realize, Lord, that Jesus is our example. From our passage reading this morning, Lord, we saw how Jesus was faithful to you. He submitted his life to you and he was obedient to you so that you could use him so powerfully in his earthly ministry. Lord, we also realize that when you call us and when we answer, there will be times of testing, times of trials, but you'll be with us and you allow these things to make us stronger. So Lord, this morning be with us as we look to your word. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Today is a special day in the life of the church in general, and also in the life of our own church here. Today we begin the first Sunday of Lent as we focus our hearts on the Lord's journey towards the cross. And although the journey of Jesus upon this earth began at Christmas, his ministry journey really began at his baptism. Today we are also celebrating a special day in the life of our own congregation with the baptism of Jamil, who has given his heart and his life to Jesus and now desires to be faithful to the Lord at this special sacrament. Now we could look at the baptism of Jesus and say, wow, what a nice story. But as you know from the life of Gideon that we've been looking at over the last 3 weeks, the stories of the Bible aren't there for our entertainment. They're there for our instruction. And the baptism of Jesus is something that is very practical for our lives today, because it is bound together with the ministry of Jesus. His ministry on earth back then, and his ministry to the world through us today. Before Jesus was baptized, the life of Jesus wasn't an easy one. He was born in humility and in poverty. He became a refugee because the powers of this world wanted to kill him. He grew up in a home where he would have learned to be a carpenter from his earthly father, Joseph. And since we don't hear about Joseph after Jesus was about 12 years of age, Jesus likely had to provide for his family by working with his hands. Jesus knew what it was like to live like us. He knew what it was like to be loved and to be hated. He knew about hard work, hardship, and heartache. But then in the first verse of our reading today, things changed. We are told that Jesus went from Galilee to the Jordan River to be baptized by John. At first look, this doesn't seem to be a big deal, but it was. In God's providence, the time had come for Jesus' life to change. And although Jesus was 100% God, he was also 100% human like us. And he needed to be led by the spirits of God so that he could accomplish God's will. We aren't told what Jesus was doing right before he went to the Jordan River to be baptized by John. Perhaps he was just working in his carpenter shop. Maybe he was just having dinner with his family. We don't know. But we do know that the Heavenly Father called Jesus and told him that the time was now. When Jesus left Galilee on the way to the Jordan River, Jesus must have known that his life would never be the same again. He was leaving his family, his friends, his living. He was leaving it all behind in obedience to the Father's will. That's really the way that it is with you and with me when we first heard the call of God. God called out to us to come to him through faith in Jesus. And we had a decision to make. We had to decide if we were willing to turn away from our old ways and follow Jesus or not. Jamil had that decision to make. God was calling to his heart, calling him to come to his Maker through Jesus. And through Rani's ministry, he heard the gospel message, turned his back on his old ways, and received Jesus as his Lord and his Savior. And we are here this morning to witness and to celebrate that Jameel responded to that call. Some people may say that Jameel found Jesus, but the reality is that Jesus found Jameel, just like Jesus found you and me. You were lost. He called to you and gave you a decision to make, to follow him, to surrender your life to him, or to continue in your old ways. At the time of his baptism, Jesus heeded the call of the Father. He left all that he had behind and went to the Jordan River to be baptized by John. But the first thing that John said was, "I am the one who needs to be baptized by you, so why are you coming to me?" Basically, John tried to talk Jesus out of it. And really, John's argument was a good one. Why on earth would Jesus have to be baptized? He had never sinned. He didn't need salvation, because the salvation of the whole world would come from him. He didn't have anything to repent of. He was perfect and blameless in every way. He was the spotless Lamb of God who was sent to take away the sins of the whole world. So it was no wonder that John thought that he was the one who needed to be baptized by Jesus. But Jesus responded by presenting the truth in a very simple but a very powerful way. He said to John, "It should be done, for we must carry out all that God requires." What was it that God required in the life of Jesus and in our lives too? Was it or is it the act of baptism itself? Not quite. What God required of Jesus then, and what God requires of us today, is to lay down our lives in service through submission and obedience to the will of God. He required it from Jesus at the Jordan River, and he also requires it from us here today. With the story of Gideon fresh in your minds, you will remember that the Lord required Gideon to submit to God's ways. He had to tear down the false gods that his family and his community were worshiping. He also had to trust God and be obedient to him by doing what the Lord said, even when some of those things didn't make any sense at all. And even though the request of Jesus to be baptized didn't make any sense to John's mind, it had to be done to carry out what God required. Jesus was submitting his life, and he was being obedient to the call of God. That is something that you and I have to do, not just when we're baptized, but every day of our lives, if we ever want to be truly used by the Lord and fulfill his will for our lives. Do you remember the words of Jesus in Luke chapter 9, verse 23? I've probably repeated them a dozen of times from this pulpit. And there he said, "If any of you wants to be my follower, you must turn from your selfish ways, take up your cross daily, and follow me." Those are really sobering words, and those are powerful words. And our whole lives would change if we lived by that verse every day. That's because the Christian life is all about submitting and being obedient to the Lord. It's about turning our backs on our old ways of doing things, our selfish ways of doing things, and living our lives God's way. Jameel is being baptized today. But as I told him in my office, every day will require that he make the decision to truly follow Jesus or not. It's a decision that all of you have to make. It's a decision that I have to make. Sometimes I succeed. Sometimes I fail. But the decision has to be made. And if we ignore the decision, we automatically fail. Until, by the strength that God gives us, we try again and succeed. the baptism of Jesus was an act of submission and obedience. And when we submit and when we obey, things will be very different in our lives. When I am down in Haiti training pastors and church leaders, one of the issues, believe it or not, that divides them is what words to say at the time of someone's baptism. Some of them say that people should only be baptized in the name of Jesus, while others say that people should be baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I tell them that I use the words from Matthew chapter 28, and I explain why. But then I tell them that it isn't the words that are important. What is important is the fact that the person is being obedient to the Lord. Baptism is an outward sign of God's grace that is at work in the life of the person who is being baptized. That's why the words aren't important. It's the work that God is doing and begins to do in the life of those who are being baptized. Just look at what happened in Jesus' life when he was obedient to the Father. We are told that as Jesus came out of the water, the heavens were opened and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and settling on him. And a voice from heaven said, "This is my dearly loved Son who brings me great joy." I've heard testimonies of people being healed in the waters of baptism, of others receiving spiritual gifts, or others really feeling the strong presence of the Lord. But at other times, there are no feelings or outward manifestations, but there is an inner work that is being done, as well as the assurance that they have been obedient to the call of God. At the time of Jesus' baptism, he was anointed and he was empowered to begin his earthly ministry. So you would think that there would be a time of celebration, maybe a few days off to let things settle in, but that's not what we are told that happened. We are told that right after this, right after Jesus was baptized, that he was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted there by the devil. Wow. That's not good news for those who think that the Christian life will be easy. The reality is that when we are truly living for Jesus, we will face more trials and temptations than before. But we don't do so alone. We do so with the Lord by our side. When we submit our lives to Jesus, truly submit our lives, and when we commit ourselves to obeying him no matter what, we will go through some things. It's like the Lord sticks a made-for-ministry label on our foreheads. Well, he doesn't exactly do that, but we are set apart to work with him in his mission to the world. But as some of you know, ministry isn't easy. So we have to be prepared. We have to become stronger. We have to build our faith. And that's why one of God's purposes in our lives is for us to become more and more like Jesus. And very often, God uses the temptations, the trials and the hardships of life to get us there. As I was talking about last week, we've gone through a lot in the last few years. But I think that some of us can honestly say that compared to a few years ago, we're stronger. Our faith has been built up. There has been some personal growth. We've learned to rely more and more upon the Lord. And hopefully some of us can say that we are just a little bit more like Jesus than we were a few years ago. Sometimes the Lord will allow these things to come into our lives. At other times, Satan will just show up to try to destroy us, to destroy our ministry and our Christian witness. But we know that we can have the victory. We can pass the test with God's help. And very often, God's help will come to us through his word. That's how Jesus dealt with the temptation that he faced. He used the sword of the Spirit, which is God's word, to deal with the attacks that came to him. You have to remember that our enemy is a very powerful enemy, but he can do nothing to combat the word of God. Look at how Jesus dealt with some of these temptations. In verse 3 of chapter 4, Satan came to Jesus and said, "If you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become loaves of bread." You have to remember that this was after Jesus hadn't eaten anything for 40 days. We are told that he was hungry. So what did Jesus do? He denied himself. He could have given in to the temptation. He could have said, "I've been faithful enough. I've done enough to please God." But he didn't. He knew that it was God who would provide for his needs. So Jesus said, "No." That's the first thing that all of us should do when temptation comes. "No," Jesus said. "The scriptures say, people do not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God." Did you notice that Satan doesn't even argue with Jesus? He couldn't, because you can't argue against the truth of God. Jesus used God's word to deal with the temptation. So you and I also need to use God's word for the temptations that come into our lives, and also to deal with the challenges that lie ahead. That's why we need to study God's word for ourselves, so that we are prepared for those times of testing and temptation. Jamil has answered God's call for salvation. He has given his life to Jesus as his Savior. And this morning he is submitting to Jesus as his Lord and being obedient to him in the waters of baptism. By doing so, God has now set Jamil apart, set him apart for ministry. Maybe not professional ministry, but ministry nonetheless, just as all Christians have been called to ministry. I know, and he should know, that trials will come, testing will come, and temptation will come to make him stronger. That's why he will need our support. He will need Ranny as his pastor to walk this journey with him. And he will need you and me praying for him. And that is really why we all need each other as well, to walk this journey of life, encouraging and helping each other. So this morning, let us remember the baptism of Jesus, how it was in the waters of baptism that Jesus fulfilled what God required: submission and obedience to the will of the Father, so that he could be used so powerfully in his earthly ministry. Let us also remember our own baptism, our own daily decision to follow Jesus, even when the temptations and the trials come our way, and our own call to ministry of serving the Lord by serving others. And let us remember and to support Jamil, who is beginning his journey of faith with the Lord. As brothers and sisters in the Lord, let us support him on this journey of faith as he learns to be more and more like Jesus every day of his life.